Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, and he is studio host. He does play-by-play. He is a resident zookeeper. He handles a lot of things for the Big Ten Network, and that is Dave Revson. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. The zookeeper is the toughest part of it, I got to say.
Well,
that's the biggest challenge.
In terms of your tour, and you're headed around the Big Ten, stopping at every campus with Jerry DiNardo and Howard Griffith, and we have had them on Wednesday and Thursday, but we want to talk to you a little bit about what you have seen and your general impressions of the Big Ten for 2010.
General impression of the Big Ten is that I would say it's going to be pretty competitive. You know, I think there are three teams at the top that the sense is have kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack. Ohio State, obviously, and then Iowa and Wisconsin. And then after that, yeah, it kind of gets a little bit muddled. And I'd have a tough time saying kind of where it all fits in from there. I think you have a lot of teams that look pretty good, pretty competitive, fairly similar. I don't think you really have any truly bad teams in the league. So I think it's going to be an interesting, they're pretty balanced year once you get past those top three, and I think a really competitive season.
Wednesday, Howard Griffith said he thought Michigan State would be more than a dark horse, would be a contender. He got a lot of votes for mayor of East Lansing, but do you share any of that that thought pattern with him?
I do. I thought Michigan State was really good when we saw them. You know, there are a few things I really like. I love the leadership of Cousins at quarterback. He's a really impressive kid, and on top of that, he can deliver on the field and really throws the football well. They've got a great wide receiver crew, and I think that's going to help them immensely. I think they have, you know, gotten better on the defensive side of the ball, and I think the secondary will be better. I still think there's work to be done.
Right.
But, you know, when you put the linebacker crew in there and you think about defensively up front on the line, I think they can cause some problems. I think they might be good enough to hide some of those issues in the secondary. And I also think he's really excited about some of those young guys, you know, guys like Mylon Hicks.
Right.
And if they can compete right away and maybe make an impact, perhaps that helps a little bit with those problems at defensive back. But I think there are so many other things that Michigan State has going for them, including a schedule that I think is really conducive to winning, that I think you put it all together and they're in good shape to, yeah, maybe be that team that challenges for that fourth spot.
Well, you know, you mentioned the new guys coming in, and William Golston is a 6'7" linebacker, a defensive end, and the first time I saw him and I heard he was a Michigan State recruit, I turned around and started looking for Tom Izzo.
Yeah, he is an impressive-looking young man. I mean, both those linebackers they brought in, both him and Bola.
Right.
I mean, those guys are, you know, they can play, obviously, for absolutely anyone in the country. It'll be interesting to see how they use Golston, whether they're able to use him this year. You know, it is a position where they're very talented. I mean, you've got arguably the best linebacker in the country there.
Right.
Eric Gordon's a really good player as well. They are really excited about the progress Chris Norman's made. So you kind of put all that together and you say, is it worth playing these guys right away? I think that's going to be the balancing act for Mark D'Antonio, but they're certainly really talented guys. I think it'll be tough to keep them off the field.
Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network, our guest here on the Jack and Tom Show. Dave, when you think about it, Northwestern has won three Big Ten championships in the last 15 years. Michigan has won three Big Ten games in its last 16 chances. Who would have guessed that Michigan could have fallen on the hard times it did, and that some teams now look at Michigan on the schedule and say, hey, this is one we got to get?
I would agree. I mean, it is pretty shocking to think. We're talking about obviously one of the greatest programs in college football, has the most wins of any program in college football history. And, you know, think of them tied for last place last year in the Big Ten with Indiana. It is borderline unfathomable, you know, 16 losses over a two-year span, their first ever seven-loss Big Ten season, 13 Big Ten losses in the last 2 years. That exceeds their total for a seven-season span between 01 and 07. I mean, you can just go on and on and on. It's pretty shocking what's happened in the last 2 years here, Jack.
Dave, before we talk about the Big Ten Network lineup for 2010, I have to ask you about expansion. And Nebraska, to me, seems to be a near-perfect fit. But what that does to the alignment of these divisions is still anyone's guess.
Yes, I would agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, Jim Delaney has made it pretty clear in his statements here over the last month or so that the most important thing for him is that it be equitable, that he has competitive balance in those two divisions, and that that trumps anything else for him, you know, particularly geography. And I think there is a fear of putting Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State in the same division. I mean, if you look at the teams in the Big Ten right now, you obviously have four absolute marquee national programs, those three and Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Now, you could make the argument that this year, if you had, you know, three in the East, Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State, and then your West had Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin,
yeah,
that the West would be the stronger division this year. I mean, I think that would be a pretty compelling argument, frankly. I think it would be the stronger of the two divisions. But I also think you have to look at it from kind of the point of view of your brand names, too. And, mm-hmm. I don't think you want to put three of your four biggest brand names in the same division. So I think that's the balancing act that they're going to have to put together. And it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, they seem to be making indications that it's going to be sooner rather than later that they're going to determine this. And now they need to start getting schedules done. So I don't think we're going to have to wait that much longer, just kind of reading between the lines from what the commissioner has said.
Yeah, I know that geography is important in terms of the economy, in terms of preserving rivalries, and there are some natural rivalries with close geographic proximity. Also, if you put Nebraska in the West and do it pretty much on a traditional east-west basis, and then you look at the modern Big Ten history since Penn State joined the conference, you would have three national championships for the West, two for the East, and you would have three Rose Bowl wins for the West, all with Wisconsin, and the East can't match that. So I think the West would stand up very well. Iowa has had four top eight finishes since 2002 in the polls.
Yeah, you know, it's tricky, though, because how much of that is predicated on, you know, Kirk Ferentz being there, and
right,
you know, when Kirk Ferentz does move on, at some point he's going to move on. Is Iowa going to be able to sustain it year in and year out? I mean,
right.
I just think, and I'm not saying they're not going to be able to, I'm just saying it's hard to extrapolate forward based on, you know, what you can do is you can look historically at the four programs, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and Nebraska, and basically say, man, basically year in and year out,
right,
those have been incredibly competitive programs. Look, we saw Penn State go down for a while. We saw Nebraska be down for a while. We're seeing Michigan down for a while now. I think it's inevitable in the cyclicality of all this that at some point, inconceivable as it seems, that Ohio State might have some down years. Maybe it's 30 years from now. Who knows? It's impossible to predict that kind of stuff, Jack. So, you know, I think it's a really tough challenge to put all these things together, all these different variables. I think, again, the rivalries that you talked about play into it. I do think that you can preserve some of those rivalries, even if teams are in different divisions, permanent crossover games. There's a lot of different things at work here. It is a big challenge.
I want to talk to you, Dave, about the Big Ten Network's lineup and expanded lineup for fall. And for the football fan, the fun starts at the beginning of the week and never ends.
Yeah, it is great, Jack. I mean, we're really excited. I think we took a big step forward last year with the football four-pack for hardcore fans. I mean, you're just not going to be able to get anything like what we do. I mean, I look at the show that Howard Griffith and Chris Martin and I do, the Breakdown Show, where
right,
we take a real serious X&O look back at the week, and then Jerry DiNardo and Glenn Mason do a show, which is essentially a game planning show. I mean, they tell us how coaches prepare to face an opponent with, again, tons of X's and O's, and I just think you learn a lot. We try to make each one of the shows a little bit different and distinctive, whether some of them are a little more conversational than others, some of them are a little more hardcore X and O football, and I feel like we struck a nice balance, and then you add in the Icon show this year, which is just going to be incredible. Keith Jackson, an icon in and of himself, coming back to host that show, counting down the top 50 student-athletes in Big Ten history. The Film Vault, people are going to love this. I mean, these are season preview and review shows going all the way back to the 1940s.
Hey, Dave, thanks for joining us. It sounds like we're having a few phone issues here. We'll talk to you again during the season. Dave Revson, the host of a lot of the Big Ten Network football broadcasts. We'll be right back with more on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.